An unexpected surge in U.S. import prices points to more inflation. By John Carney on February 17, 2023. Although the cost of goods imported into the U.S. fell percent in January due to a steep drop in petroleum import prices, the costs of other imports unexpectedly climbed, the latest indication that inflation accelerated last month. Import prices fell by 0.2% in January, the Labor Department said on Friday. December import prices were revised down from a 0.4% gain to a 0.1% decline. Economists had expected a smaller 0.1% decline in January. The decline was driven by a steep drop in imported fuel prices. These fell 4.9% in January and 4.4% in December. Imported petroleum prices fell 4.5% in January after falling 7.3% in December. Imported natural gas prices fell 11.2%, partially unwinding the enormous 42.7% increase in December. Excluding fuel, import prices rose 0.3% in January after rising 0.4% in December. Economists had been expecting a 0.3% decline. Import prices for capital goods rose 0.3%, up from 0.2% in each of the previous 3 months. Industrial and services machinery prices moved higher. Imported car and truck prices rose 0.6% after being unchanged in December. Consumer goods prices rose 0.2%, up from 0.21% in December. Medicinal, dental, and pharmaceutical prices rose 0.8%. This adds to the series of stronger-than-expected data on inflation and consumer demand. On Tuesday, the Labor Department's Consumer Price Index, which includes prices of imported goods, was reported to have risen 0.5% in January, higher than expected. The Producer Price Index, which excludes imports, jumped much higher than expected, rising 0.7%. Retail sales jumped 3%, above expectations for a 1.7% rise. Export prices rose 0.8% in January, partially reversing the 3.2% decline in December. This was the first monthly advance since June of last year. Over the past 3 months, export prices have fallen 10.8% annualized. Compared with 12 months ago, export prices are up by 2.3%, the smallest 12-month gain since December 2020.